The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you for the day. I thought I'd tell you about our first reading and decode all those mysteries that you heard. Prophet Daniel speaking to the Jewish people in our first reading in a time of persecution, and he wants to help them by looking to the past and by looking to the future. Okay, so the very first thing he does is he looks to the past. And in the past, Israel was ruled by four tyrannical powers. I mentioned this earlier in the week. Four tyrannical powers: the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans. And each one of these is represented by four terrible beasts in this vision that Daniel sees during the night. A winged lion, a lopsided bear, a winged leopard, and a mysterious beast with 10 horns. The winged lion represents the Babylonians. The lopsided bear represents the Medes and the Persians, the lopsided kingdom. The winged leopard represents the Greeks, 4 wings. The kingdom of the Greeks spread like it was flying through the air when Alexander the Great conquered in no time. And when it was finished, divided up into 4 kingdoms. And the last one, the beast with 10 horns, that's the Romans, because there were 10 Caesars. From the time of Julius Caesar to the time of Tiberius Caesar, when the temple was finally destroyed. But after that, he looks to the future, and he uses words that I hope are familiar to all of us here. He says, "And as the visions continued during the night, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingship will not be destroyed." The reason why I say I hope those words sound familiar is that Jesus spoke those words of himself when he was on trial on Holy Thursday night before the Sanhedrin. Now, for the Jewish people, they didn't quite yet know that this would mean the coming of Christ like we know, but they certainly meant this meant that in the end, God will reign, regardless of what mighty powers seem to be occupying the halls of power throughout the world. The last word in human history is always the eternal word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Pope Francis commented about the readings that we heard from the book of Daniel this week. He said, "When you hear of persecutions all around the world, know that the kingdom of God is near." It's the way God has always restored his people. It's in times of hardship that God raises up great saints. And this is, who knows, maybe it's a challenge to you and me as well. I hope it is, that we become the great saints that God wants to raise up in these times of persecution and difficulty. It seems very discouraging. It always seems like evil is so mighty and so powerful. You know, you think of David going up against Goliath. You think of Daniel, poor and defenseless, up against a den full of lions. You think about the little baby Jesus up against mighty King Herod, or the 12 apostles, unlettered fishermen, taken on the Roman Empire. It always seems like evil is so mighty and so powerful, and the kingdom of God is such a small thing, but it always wins. It's invincible. A little word to remember here. It's kind of what our Lord meant when he said, "You'll have trouble in the world, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." And as one year ends and another year begins, there's no better message for us to remember than that. Amen.